Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Ukrainian forces appear to have driven Russian troops from the city of Kharkiv in what's being called a victory in the battle over control of Ukraine's second-largest city, over only 31 miles from Russia's border. Still, Moscow's power is still being felt in the region as Russia continues its missile offensive, bombarding villages north of Kharkiv. Let's bring in Kharkiv resident and news analyst Maria Abdieva. Maria, welcome back, and start by telling us how the Ukrainians managed to do it. How did they push Russian troops out of Kharkiv?
Well, there are several reasons for that, and one of that is because the Ukrainian military has got very great experience throughout this war, because Ukrainian military were in this war for 8 years already, and a lot of military are really very capable. And the other reason is that the military aid from our partners has been supplied to Ukraine.
So experienced Ukrainian troops and foreign military aid. How is the mood in Kharkiv? Is there a sense of relief? Is there cautious optimism?
Yeah, I would say that optimism is cautious because the air sirens are still very often and people are advised to wait for some time not to return to the city because the city is too close to the border with Russia and it might become the target for another attack, not by medium range, but by long range missiles, because we see that Russia continues targeting residential areas throughout Ukraine. And of course, it might happen in Kharkiv. Yeah. So the city is quite deserted and the public transportation is not started. And many of institutions and everything is still closed. But the mood is high. And I think that in some time, the people will start returning and start rebuilding the city.
So you're saying people have been told not to return to Kharkiv. We're hearing that up to 2,000 people a day are coming back. Is that true?
Yes. So the officials tell people just to be cautious and wait for some time. They say that the situation is still not stable because there is a heavy fight going on to the north and especially to the east of Kharkiv. And there is a possibility that the shelling might start or there might be missile attacks. So people are returning because they want to get to their homes as soon as possible. But large residential areas are completely devastated and it's not possible for people to live there. Many of them are still living in the metro, in the subways. Mm-hmm. It's just because their homes are destroyed and they have no place where to return.
Mm. And what about food and other resources?
The volunteer organizations are still providing food to those who are in need, and people still need it a lot because they have, for all this period, they were not working, they don't have any resources, and they mainly are getting everything they have from the volunteers. So the situation in which Kharkiv still needs more aid, more humanitarian aid, more military aid, we need to wait for some period until the situation becomes more stable.
What does the Russian pullback out of Kharkiv mean for the conflict as a whole? Is it a sign of a weakened Russian army, or is it a sign that Russia is consolidating its forces and concentrating on gaining territory in the Donbas region to the east?
I think this is a very important symbolic meaning, probably one of the most important throughout this war, because Kharkiv was the target number one for Russia. So they were shelling the city from the beginning. Now, when they have to withdraw, or actually Ukrainian troops are making it to the Russian border with heavy fights, and it shows us that the Russian army is not capable of what they were told everyone they are capable of, because they wanted to take control over the city in few days. And now Ukrainian military are putting the border sign on the border with Russia. We can say now the battle for Kharkiv was won by Ukrainian troops, but Russia will still continue and is continuing heavy offensive operation in the east, trying to get control over Donbas.
Yes, in the Donbas, but we're hearing reports, as we mentioned, of continued bombardment of towns north of Kharkiv, right? So the bombing is still very close.
Yeah, that's true. And that's one of the reasons why the optimism is cautious, because several days ago, the humanitarian aid center in the city of Dergachi to the north of Kharkiv was bombarded. Two people were killed there and they were just distributing humanitarian aid. And people there, I have been there yesterday, are terrified because they say they still are hiding in the basements because the sound of the battle is very close and the shelling continues near Kharkiv. So the progress is great, but Ukrainian army has a lot to do more to defend the city completely. And still, it will be 40 kilometers from the border with Russia. And until the war is over, Kharkiv will not be in the safe position.
That's Ukrainian news analyst Maria Avdieva, who has remained in Kharkiv throughout the war. Maria, thanks as always, and please stay safe.
Thank you so much. It was my pleasure.